Good morning, everyone. This is Alethea, and I just wanted to have a quick conversation about what I've been thinking for the last couple of years, since and during the pandemic, right? So there was a lot of attention given to childcare, national attention, president on down, right? However, I've noticed that in some states, you know, ensuring that childcare providers had access to health insurance was a factor. In many states, you did have access to health insurance through Medicaid. Then there was the factor of increased wages. Okay. In my opinion, you don't work for the government. You're a contractor, a business owner, and you're letting them dictate what a fair wage is to you, not factoring in our expenses, but I digress. So the conversation or the thoughts that I've been having, and I'll get to the point, is this. Do you think family child care educators missed the mark and or dropped the ball when we did not advocate for equal pay between centers and homes and dismiss everything else? Because if you have your money, in my opinion, you can do what you want with it. You can spend it how you want. You can give whatever benefits or whatever you want to your employees. But by allowing your state government to set the minimum wage for childcare staff, did that hurt you or help you? And do you wish or think now it would have been better to advocate for the same daily rate for subsidized children between homes and centers nationwide? Now, I'm not that bright, but in my opinion, I think we sort of missed the ball with that one. Let me know your thoughts.